Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Now back to Ian Hoke on WWL AM FM and .com.
All right. Sorry, Ian. I was just checking out something else. Could you repeat for us one more time what's going on with the causeway? We got one lane.
One lane in each direction. Okay. The bridge has been coned.
Ian, reopened. That's just southbound.
Okay. Carlton Dufresne told me it was both. So we're now hearing only southbound?
Yes.
Okay. So that's changed. It's now southbound. Bridge coned. Going southbound because of fog. One lane from Mandeville into Metairie. And an update on our hole by the Superdome,
yeah.
New Orleans city officials have put a cone in it.
Woohoo!
Nice. Everybody can go home and have a king cake. Well, it's too early for that. Have some other kind of cake. But job well done. Just one cone, huh?
Just one cone based on the picture sent to me. But it looks like a nice little drop-off. So if you are in the area and if there's fog and you don't see the cone, just stay out of the right lane by the Superdome if you're on Poydras going towards the river.
Is it at least a big cone or is it a normal-sized cone?
I don't know if you could call it a big cone or not. It looks like one of those pencil-thin cones. Not quite a sugar cone, but not a waffle cone.
It's
either.
One of the skinny cones?
Yeah, it's a skinny cone.
Oh, well, man, we can put a regular-sized cone in there, man. If you're driving down Poydras Street at 35 miles an hour and you see one of the skinny cones, it's too late for you, man. Put a big cone in there.
Yeah, look, at this point, I just prefer a waffle cone. I'm tired of dealing with traffic cones.
Okay, well, if you have sprinkles on it, then that's extra safe.
Well, you know, that would be the next great idea for the city of New Orleans. Put some sprinkles and some whipped cream on some of these cones, and hey, maybe you can make a pothole sundae.
That's how you go viral. Tell New Orleans and company, get them on the air, say, look, we understand all you do with the tourism and the marketing promotion. Here's how you go viral. Here's how you get on Good Morning America. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what? Let's decorate these potholes, and you know what? Let's bring some of that wonderful New Orleans spirit to the rest of the world.
I know you've been very busy with the news and the traffic and the fog and the cones. Did you do my crossword puzzle yet?
I did. In fact, it said it sent the results to you.
You did? Oh, good. Well, that goes to my personal email, so I haven't had a chance to see that yet. Good job. Courtney, did you?
I have not.
Colin didn't do it yet. Jordan didn't do it yet. Thanks for finding the time, Ian.
You're welcome. It was, and I have to say, it was really well done. I like the way you worded your clues.
Well, thank you. It's a fun little thing for me to do.
Including the Los Angeles Lakers limit. I was laughing once I figured out what that was.
Good. If you have no idea what the hell we're talking about, I made a crossword puzzle last week while I was on vacation in Colorado. You can play my crossword puzzle right now if you want. Just text the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking text line, 504-260-1870, and say, hey, man, send me the link to the crossword. I'll text it to you. No login, no payment, no ads, no nothing. I'll just text you a link. You open it up. You can play my crossword right there on your phone. You should be done in about 10 or 15 minutes. Good, clean fun. We'll step away and come back with Allison Phillips, who's a psych professor at Iowa State University. We're going to talk about how to make sure your New Year's resolutions stick. Not always easy. Ian in for Tommy Tucker, BRB. If you made a New Year's resolution this time last year, but you didn't keep it, you're not alone. Sometimes, you know, anecdotally speaking, I don't always do so good with my New Year's resolutions, which is why I try and keep them pretty simple. And there's no enforcement mechanism, so I don't beat myself up if I don't keep it. But the whole point of the resolution is to keep it. We're on a mission here, folks. We're doing self-improvement. We're doing harm reduction. So to join us on the line right now to help us keep our New Year's resolutions is Allison Phillips. Allison Phillips is a professor of psychology at the Iowa State University and director of the Healthy Habits Lab. Professor Phillips, welcome to the show and good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Why do so many New Year's resolutions fail? How can people set themselves up for success?
Yeah, changing our behavior is quite difficult. As I like what you said to start, we are trying to improve ourselves, so I think resolutions are still very important. And there are lots of things we can do to improve how we do those. So if you'd like me to go through those tips, I can do that now.
Let them rip.
All right. So you have to pick something that's a behavior that you can focus on rather than an outcome of behavior. So a lot of people resolve, I'm going to lose 20 pounds or something, which is an outcome. And that's maybe sometimes what people need for health. But what our resolutions should be is something we can actually do. So pick a behavior that will help you get to that outcome. It has to be something that's enjoyable or we will give up sooner rather than later. And as you said, we want to keep these for good. And so it should be enjoyable, right? Because you want to keep it for good. And then to make it a habit, you have to do it in a consistent time so that you come to expect that thing. For example, exercise is often what people resolve to do. So I'll use that as a good example. Pick a consistent time that it can fit in your schedule. And sometimes that's what takes some work, right? But for example, I exercise last thing I do before picking up kids at the end of the day. And so maybe that's at 3 o'clock if they get out early, maybe it's at 5. You know, so it doesn't have to be a specific time, but just a regular part of your day. And then it becomes the default and you expect it. And if it doesn't happen for some reason, you miss it. And so you kind of have to make what you're resolving be a part of your life and an enjoyable one at that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So this is pretty straightforward. I like the go for the behavior and not the outcome. So instead of I'm going to lose 20 pounds, you say I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week, or I'm going to get 10,000 steps every day, or whatever. Let's talk a bit, Professor, about how social support systems can be a factor here. Like you rely on your family and friends. Maybe you got an accountability buddy, something like that. What can people do here?
Absolutely. So when I say the behavior has to be enjoyable, that might not be possible for some people, especially if it's something like exercise or you're really, really changing things around, like you're changing your diet and giving up something that you really love. It might seem less enjoyable, but there are other ways we can make it enjoyable. And that's where social support, I think, comes in a lot of the time. If we do things with other people, then it becomes enjoyable. The social aspect is actually what is enjoyable about it. So do an exercise class with a friend or change your diet with a loved one. And that's also important if the people around you might be the barriers to changing behavior in the first place. So if your family is eating a whole bag of potato chips at night and you want to stop doing that, you have to involve them. You have to involve them anyways, but I like to think about it more positively that people can be what is rewarding about a behavior. So definitely utilize those friend groups when you can.
And when people fail at their resolution, how do they pick themselves back up again? If you think, oh, man, I really wanted to get to the gym 3 times a week or get my 10,000 steps, but I only got to the gym 1 time this week. What do you say to them after that?
I know. And you're right. That's terrible because then we lose confidence and we often just quit. But what I will say is very good news. One statistic specific to smoking cessation, quitting smoking, is the most successful quit attempts are on the 3rd or 4th try. And this is because people learn something about themselves every time they fail. And so if you have the same resolution, you know, some people will say, you know, you failed last time. Why are you continuing to do this? It's because we learn every time. And I think it's a good thing that we don't give up. And maybe you just change a little bit, maybe make it more enjoyable than it was before, or make your expectations a little bit more realistic to start with, because we know that some goals are just not attainable. And then, you know, you're just beating your head against a brick wall.
Yeah.
So pick something you can actually do, but don't give up. And so I would say reflect on what did I learn about last time and go easy on yourself, because everyone struggles with this.
Yeah, I think that's so important. You know, I often am telling people like, hey, don't kick your own ass if you fail at something or if it doesn't go the way you write. Don't pay twice. You know, you wouldn't treat your own best friend like that. You wouldn't talk that way to somebody in your family. So don't use your word against yourself in that way. We better stop here, Professor. We're out of time. My guest is Allison Phillips, Professor of Psychology at Iowa State University and Director of the Healthy Habits Lab. I think we helped some people today, Professor. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll step away and take care of some business and get another look at traffic. It's been a pretty interesting commute day so far in between there not being any traffic anywhere, but also it's kind of sketchy on some of these bridges. It's very foggy out there, but now the sun's coming up, and I hope it's starting to kind of burn away in some of these places. Let's get caught up with traffic with Courtney P.
I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Now back to Ian Hoke on WWL AMFM and .com.
Who do you like, LSU versus Baylor?
LSU at last check was a 3.5-point underdog. I like LSU to win outright.
Yeah, I always like an underdog. I like the Tigers, obviously, but I want to root for the underdog. Okay, riddle me this then, Batman. Mm-hmm. Who do you like for the Super Bowl?
Oof.
I know.
Well, the playoff brackets haven't been set yet. Hold on a second. Let me go to my handy-dandy NFL standings. Let me see exactly who is there. Stand by. So let's go. AFC, I'm not going to hedge on the Kansas City Chiefs. They look too good right now. I'll take them and Detroit. My heart says Detroit, brain says three-peat for Kansas City, but a three-peat is hard. I'm still, you know what? I'll lay it on the line here. Detroit wins the Super Bowl.
I love it. And I'll tell you what, I'm with you. I want to see Lions-Bills.
Ooh.
That is the Super Bowl. I think everybody can. That's the Super Bowl America needs right now. I'm very happy for all the other teams. It's all they've accomplished, and they've already gone then. It is time to see a Detroit Buffalo Super Bowl.
And here's the thing. Detroit is one of the few NFL teams not to have played in a Super Bowl, period. Buffalo has not been since it would have been the 1993 season. So that would have been Super Bowl 28. Super Bowl 28, the fourth of the four they lost.
Who is that?
So it's been a while. Buffalo lost to... Who did they lose? They lost to Dallas, second straight. That was in Atlanta, the Peach Bowl.
And that was... They had Drew Bledsoe back then, right?
No, Buffalo's quarterback was Jim Kelly.
When did they have Drew Bledsoe?
That was after he left New England. That was after Tom Brady won the first Super Bowl with them back in 2002.
Okay, got yeah.
Back when they wore those Montreal Alouette-inspired uniforms in the early 2000s.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you, Ian. Hey, I see a bunch of people. Let's see. Who's finished my crossword puzzle lately? Jordan finally finished it. Marianne, Penny, Ian Ozan, congratulations. He got 54 out of 54. Trey, Bruce, and Greg have all completed my crossword. Colin, I know you got your hands full in there. You can't be doing a crossword puzzle right now.
I started working on it a few minutes ago.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think so far?
It's very good. I'm reminded I need to do more crossword puzzles.
Crossword puzzles are wholesome, man. I'm always looking for wholesome stuff to do. Hey, somebody texted in. Oh, it's James on the North Shore. He said, my New Year's Eve resolution started early. It's more like my after the election resolution. Instead of scrolling on Facebook, I started playing spades on my phone, and it's been therapeutic. It keeps me from posting stuff I probably shouldn't be posting anyway. I think cut down on your social media is a pretty solid New Year's resolution that would benefit just about everybody. If you don't want to actually reduce the amount of time you spend on social media, maybe curate your experience a little bit more. You know, less politics, less division, more pictures of grandchildren and lunch and stuff like that. You're younger, so you're not on Facebook, are you?
No.
What are you on?
Twitter mainly.
Yeah, the Twitter.
But for news, for just news. I literally just use it for news.
Yeah. It's just for the articles, Mom.
It's just sports news. That's it. Like Rappaport and Schefter. Like it's all I use it for.
I know, man. And I was an early Twitter adopter, and what I loved is that you could follow all the journalists and just hear straight from them. You didn't have to wait for them exactly to go through the publisher or get their thing in the magazine or the newspaper or whatever. Just hear straight from the journalists. And that's what it was always so valuable about Twitter. And it's kind of not that useful anymore. I understand sports is a different thing, but for politics, man, it's kind of a wasteland.
I'm glad I carved out my sports niche.
Yeah, you're right. All right, we'll step away and take care of some biz. When we come back, I got tips for a better night out and fewer hangovers. I got some myths we're going to bust about how to avoid a hangover. I've also got a magical hangover cure. I talked about this a little bit on the Scoot Show yesterday, but I'm going to share it with you here today. You're going to want to pay attention to this. If you're planning on celebrating tonight with some adult bevs, stick around for this next segment. I'm Ian Hoke sitting in for Tommy Tucker. Be right back after this. 8:47 here on WWL Radio. We're going to get a look at traffic in just a couple minutes with Courtney P. There's been some trickery out on the causeway. A little while ago, northbound was closed completely. Southbound was down to one lane only. Stick around just a few more minutes, and you'll get the absolute latest information. In any case, please drive defensively. Drive safely until this fog is out of here, okay? On the Yokernard Jewelers Talking text line, here's a text that says, hey, Ian, wouldn't Minnesota versus Buffalo be the Super Bowl that everyone would want to watch? And I said back to this person, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a good time watching the Vikings play the Packers on Saturday. Or was that Sunday? I don't know. Whenever it was, last weekend. I was in an airport. Look, as long as either the Bills or the Lions are in, I'm pretty satisfied. That's the Super Bowl I want to see. Here's a text that says, thanks, you guys, for giving a little love to my Buffalo Bills. You know there's a huge Bills Mafia following down here. We have our own bar and everything, and you know we beat both Detroit and Kansas City. I texted this person back, and I said, where's the Bills Mafia get together? Where's the bar where all the Buffalo Bills people get together to watch a game? I want to go to that bar. I'm going to bring my own folding table. So I don't have to use somebody else's. Soothsayer Sam is listening today, and he says, I made a New Year's resolution at the beginning of the 21st century to never make another New Year's resolution. So far, so good. Well, some more than others, Sam. All right, I said I was going to talk to you about this hangover cure, and I am going to. This came to me in an email. This is Dr. Zoe Williams, who's come up with the ultimate recipe that contains the necessary nutrients to replenish your system with all the essentials you lost after a heavy night of drinking. Get out your pens and papers so you can write this down. This is a recipe that you can cook yourself up on Wednesday morning if you're underclocking a little bit. It's a magical hangover sandwich, according to Dr. Zoe Williams. The sandwich has only 5 ingredients. Bread, obviously. Bacon, which contains salts to replenish, proteins that help get rid of that hangover brain fog. Salty vegetarian alternatives are cool. Salt is essential as one of the main electrolytes shed during drinking. That's sodium. And since alcohol is a diuretic, you're going to want to stock up on lost alkali. I know when I lose alkali, I can't wait to restore it with bacon. Okay, so we got bread, bacon. Next is avocado. Avocado's got vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats that will boost your energy levels. Then throw some eggs on there. No matter how you cook them, they can be fried, they can be scrambled. They're a great source of vitamin B12, which is likely to be depleted if you're feeling hungover, as well as a bunch of the providers of cysteine to combat acetaldehyde. Put some eggs on your sandwich. They're a veritable powerhouse when it comes to nutrients, proteins, and vitamins. And finally, the fifth ingredient for your magical hangover sandwich is sauce. It can be any kind of sauce. It'd be crystal sauce or barbecue sauce or that like Taco Bell avocado ranch sauce that you can get sometimes out there. All this is just a fancy way to say make yourself a fried egg sandwich with avocado on it for Wednesday morning. You'll feel great. Hey, here's a myth. There's a myth going around out there that mixing alcohol with energy drinks will make you drunker, but that is not true. Energy drinks actually only alter the perception of how intoxicated we really are, but they actually have no physiological effect on how the alcohol affects us. Now, there is one exception to this. Mixing alcohol with diet soda will actually increase your intoxication, according to research, because not of its caffeine content, but because diet mixers appear to increase the rate of alcohol absorption. So if you're having like a rum and Coke, okay, you'll absorb that alcohol at one speed. But if you have a rum and Diet Coke, you're going to absorb the rum faster. Another myth that we've all been hearing since we were in high school, beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. That is not true. According to the Alcohol Consumer Education Group, Alco Rehab, the amount of alcohol you drink and the time you drink it in, that matters more than the type of drinks you consume or how you mix them. Drinking too much of any alcohol too quickly can make you sick, whether it's wine, beer, or liquor. No matter what you're drinking, pacing is the key. Look, I believe the Alcohol Consumer Education Group, but just anecdotally speaking, yeah, like mixing up what you're drinking and the order you're drinking it in is bad. That's if you're not going to have a good time. If you're having like, oh, I'll have a couple glasses of wine and then, oh, look, here's a whiskey on the rocks. And then, oh, somebody gave me a beer and now we're doing shots. And oh, now it's midnight and it's time for champagne. Brothers and sisters, that's a bad plan. Don't do that. My unsolicited advice to you, just start whatever you're going to finish the night drinking, just start drinking that. If you know you're going to have champagne at midnight, you know, have a glass of champagne at 9, have some water, have some crab dip or some crackers or whatever else you got over there, and stick with one thing all night. That's my take anyway. Also, there's a myth that taking Tylenol or Advil before drinking can reduce hangover effects. Also not true. Taking medications like Tylenol and Advil before the hangover sets in will not help you. And also, not many people realize this. It can be extremely dangerous to take acetaminophen while having even just a few drinks. You know that little warning sticker on the side of the bottle of acetaminophen product that says do not consume this product while you're drinking alcohol? They mean it. That can cause severe liver damage. Do not take acetaminophen, Tylenol, Excedrin, Midol, Percocet, Vicodin while you're drinking any of that. Taking aspirin, Advil, any NSAIDs while drinking increases the risk of gastrointestinal troubles, including bleeding and ulcers. So the best idea is just wait until your headache hits and then take an Advil, preferably with a big gulp of Pedialyte or Gatorade. We'll get that look at traffic with Courtney P. right here. I'll be right back. Tiger fans, LSU is taking on Baylor in the Kinders Texas Bowl today. Our coverage starts in about 1 hour. You can catch all the action right here on WWL. We got Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler coming up at 10 o'clock. They're live from the Acme Oyster House out in Baton Rouge. The last one of the season. You may enjoy getting out there. The doors open up at 11 o'clock. That's the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show presented by MAP Construction. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. LSU's pregame is at 12:30, kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester's at 2:30. LSU Fighting Tigers versus the Baylor Bears today on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's the news. I'll be right back in about 10 minutes. Stick around.